Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with a JIS Midday News for Tuesday, March 14. Coming up, government to begin using surplus finances for central government activities. Ground broken for 32 serviced lots in Westmoreland and Transport Authority to facilitate Sunday openings during March. The news in detail after the break. Did you know that using a solar water heater can reduce your energy bill? Installation of the system may require some amount of funds initially, but over time you can realize savings on your electricity bill. Remember, energy from the sun is free. Once you install a solar water heating system, you will pay nothing to heat water. Save money. Invest in a solar water heater. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. The PCJ, your energy advisor. Now the news. The government is to begin making use of the surplus finances of various public bodies to fund central government activities. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says there is almost $200 billion of surplus funds in bank accounts for several public bodies. Going forward, the government will de-earmark some of the funds from these bodies and redeploy those funds to other well-needed projects. The process will begin with a forensic analysis of the accounts of the public bodies to determine those suitable for this initiative.
We are going to carry out a careful forensic study of all of those funds with a view over time to bringing back some of those funds into the central government operations. And we are going to do it in line with a careful review by the International Monetary Fund. It's going to be transparent, it's going to be objective, and the best interests of Jamaica's development and Jamaicans will be at the heart of the conclusion of that study.
The minister was speaking at a post-budget press conference at the Ministry of Finance on Monday. Ground has been broken for 32 serviced lots in Darlaston, Westmoreland. The $95.4 million National Housing Trust NHT development targets middle and low-income earners and includes provisions for commercial, recreational, and community activities. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the project forms part of the organized development plan for Darlaston and will have strict stipulations for implementation.
The NHT will undertake the cost of putting in roads, water, curbs and sidewalk. Electricals are in place, and I suspect that the lots will have their individual sewage. The lots have to come with some pre-approved design with the parameters as to what you can build on them. We don't want to go through this, make the investment, and then people take the residential lots and turn them into garage, funeral parlor.
Prime Minister Holness adds that the NHT has been directed to ensure that the lots are sold with specific covenants that prevent their use for purposes other than residential. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated that the National Housing Trust NHT is an entity that exists to serve the interest of the people of Jamaica. He was responding to concerns about the government's plan to take just over $11 billion from the agency for budgetary support. Speaking at the NHT's groundbreaking ceremony for 32 serviced lots in Darlaston, Westmoreland, Mr. Holness noted that he was determined to use the resources of the agency to benefit citizens from all social strata.
The NHT is for all the people of Jamaica, regardless of race, color, class, creed, political affiliation. The minister of the NHT, meaning the servant of the people who administers the business of the NHT, is the prime minister, representing the will of the people. And in doing that, I have to ensure that whatever the NHT is doing, it is spread fairly across the country, and that every Jamaican would have an equal opportunity to benefit.
The Prime Minister adds that with the NHT mandated to fully execute its core functions, efforts will be made to ensure orderly developments as part of plans to reduce squatter settlements. And the Transport Authority will open motor vehicle examination facilities on Sundays during the month of March. This is to facilitate the continued examination process for public passenger vehicles, PPVs, seeking to meet the March 31 licensing renewal and reapplication deadline. Acting General Manager of Human Resources and Administration, Petra Keane Williams, says examination facilities across the island will open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 19 and 26. On Sunday, March 19, the Northern Regional Office, Tower Isle, St. Mary, and Lake Spence St. Catherine Pounds will offer examination services. While on Sunday, March 26, services will be provided at Lake Spence Pound, Montego Bay Transportation Center, and Hatfield Pound, Manchester. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.